Mr. Chairman, Mr. Rector, ladies and gentlemen, it is my great privilege to say a few words about this topic. I think that Central European University has long served as a meeting place for highly academic scholars, leading policymakers, activists, and eminent advocates of the ideal of open society. All the more reason to greet enthusiastically CU's growing attention to challenges posed by the new technologies of communication and information. It is my strong conviction that the emergence and rapid diffusion of these technologies is not simply an issue of interest to players in relevant economic sector. In fact, the import of these new technologies extend far beyond their contribution to economic growth and improved competitiveness. Clearly, their social and political implications are equally permanent, and it is this topic that I would like briefly to say and to address here. A year ago, we jointly convened an international conference at CU discussing the social and political significance of new media in light of the new Act on the Freedom of Electronic Information passed by the Hungarian Parliament. Remember, arguments raised pro and con in connection with this piece of legislation had at least one thing in common: an acute awareness of the role played by new media in shaping not only everyday life but also political and social institutions and practices. There is a growing insight that the spread of revolutionary info-communication technologies calls for new ways of thinking about what we once assumed to be long-resolved problems. Few doubt in nowadays that the new forms of political and civic activism offered by these technologies are here to stay, and that they are bound to reshape the whole institutional landscape of politics and civic society as we know it. Most importantly, the omnipresence of new technologies forces us to rethink our approach to the difficult dichotomy between civil liberties on the one hand and market interests on the other. I believe that only by involving all the principal stakeholders in the use and development of the new ways of exchanging information, we can hope to expose common interests and thus overcome this contradiction. It is imperative that we bring academics, politic makers, experts, activists to the same table in order to learn more about each other's perspectives, to debate policies, and to talk about the risks opened up by ongoing processes of technological innovation. Arguably, the highly innovative idea of the Creative Commons, which I trust will be much discussed in the course of this event, offers us an exceptionally inspired example of how to do precisely that on the thorny terrain of intellectual property. In addition, however, I would like to say that it befalls governments and international organizations to promote regulation that can help to strike a delicate balance among such diverse and often contradictory considerations as the individual's freedom to choose, unfettered competition, and encouragement for human creativity and invention. For this reason, I'm really looking forward to this evening with high expectations. I think that this conference will give us some new ideas, some new approach on this problem. Because I think this, as you mentioned, Mr. Rector, this is not only the question of exporters, it's a question of professional levels, it's a question of social. And therefore, I think we need a common ideas, common things, ideas and approaches, because this problem is solved. I absolutely sure that we will not solve this problem in the next future, but we can find some approaches to help the modern society to find some solution for this problem. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you very much.